This is your man, Sir Earl, coming to you. The date is Monday. I think it's 4:26, something like that. But it's Monday afternoon. I've been trying to get these things up earlier, and it seems like the earlier I get them up, the earlier I try to get them up, the later they go up. I was trying to get back to posting on Friday or Saturday like I've been doing. But it's just, like I said, with so many things going on, it's just been so busy. We have GA shows coming up July 24th. So we're in deep training for that. I had a personal goal of just wanting to get back to lifting like I was back when I started. I've accomplished that. My weight is up to around 256. I'm only a height of 5'7". Driving Jay crazy. She says, you know, I got to think about my health. I may pass out and die from a heart attack or something, but you know, bodybuilders is bodybuilders. They have a different mentality. I'm not going to be this weight or this size or compete or whatever I'm going to do for much longer than this year. So I figure, you know, I'd love to, the way things are going, the way that my body's changing, I would love to try to get back on stage at least one more time. September 2nd, which is the North American Masters in Pittsburgh. I love for my son to see me on stage. He's never saw me. He's 26 years old. When I won my title, my son was, my ex-wife was still pregnant with my son. So I would definitely love to have him witness me kicking ass on stage one more time. So, you know, we'll see. The goal is to just fall back and enjoy the love of the gym, the love of the iron, the thing that got me into this game. So, so training's been going pretty good. I could be doing much better. The weight is going up. The eating is really good. I mean, a lot of food. Like I said, I think the heaviest I've been is a little bit, a couple more pounds than what I am now. So I definitely, looks like before her show, which her show is July 24th, it looks like I'll probably put on, you know, hopefully another 10 pounds, which will put me right at 265 or something like that. What I wanted to discuss in this podcast, this is podcast number 111. It's amazing. When I started, I never thought I'd get to 111 episodes, but I have. Saturday, I was, I took my son to get his vaccine shot. So I'm sitting in the car, I'm waiting on him, and all of a sudden, I'm listening to satellite radio, and they started playing all these old songs that reminded me of my childhood, and that was their intention on doing it. So it gave me the idea of, you know, no matter who we are, black, white, purple, polka dot, Asian, it doesn't matter. We all, at some point in time in our childhood, had years where, before the responsibilities that I remember my mother used to always say, you know, don't hurry up to be grown. It comes with a lot of responsibility. So I'm quite sure a lot of people got the same similar advice, and of course, probably didn't listen like I didn't. But before the responsibilities, before having a family and getting married and working and all these things that you enjoy, but they definitely come with a lot of responsibilities. Whereas there was a time as a child, you didn't have these responsibilities. Your biggest responsibility was to go to school, get good grades, come home, do your chores, and go out and play. That was pretty much your day. So I wanted to invite everyone to go back to those times. We've all had rough periods in our childhood or whatever it may be. I mean, I grew up in a pretty tough part of town, and I've seen, a lot of things. As you get older, you see a lot of things. I saw them when I was younger. But this is not the episode where I want to talk about those things. I just want to talk about the fun times, the times that you look forward to getting out of school, you run home. We used to have to do our chores before we went out. You eat something, and then your next biggest responsibility is, what are we going to do to have fun? I mean, unlike the youth of today, sports was a big part of what we did. I mean, you were always looking at what they're playing: basketball, football, baseball, strikeout. Are they flying kites? What's going on? Who's having the fun, and where are they at? You could always tell where the gathering was because you would walk past or drive by, and you'd see, 10 or 15 bikes at one house, and okay, they mean at Daryl's house. You know what I mean? So you would hurry up, wolf down your food, jump on your bike, and head down to Daryl's house because that's where everybody's at. So those times, going to the penny to a penny store, a candy store, coming back with a bag of now later's wine, candy, popcorn, Doritos, candy bars, whatever it was. You could go to the store with a quarter and come back with a bag full of goodies. Or, in my neighborhood, you go to, Miss Johnson's house, and on her back porch she had a candy store. So you'd get the fruit cups, the frozen cups. The ice cream truck would come down. You'd get an ice cream cone or a sundae or a bomb pop or, whatever it may be. These were the times, and the first thing that we would do, and I don't know how many other people did this, but when you had your candy or your snacks or whatever, first thing you say is no cops. I mean, ain't nobody get nothing. I mean this, So, those were the times that you didn't have the responsibilities of having a job, having to go to work. Your only responsibilities were to do your chores, get good grades, and have fun. And that's the one thing that I think universally, no matter where you're from. I mean, things like, I know people that they would love the weekends because they went to visit their grandmother on her farm. Or, we had a friend of the family that we called our grandmother. She wasn't really actually our grandmother, but she lived down in Rockford. And she had like a little farm thing. And, you go down there and you play with the animals and you get dirty. And, it was just all fun. So I just like to, it brought back so many great memories for me before we were stressed down with all the weights of things that's going on today: the racism, the shootings, the fact, the pandemics, the all those things. So I just thought, I just was listening to I was actually listening to Stevie Wonder, and he had a song, I Wish. I wish those days would come back. And it just brought this smile to my face that, in spite of everything that later in life you go through, the deaths, the breakups, the friends moving, the going to different high schools, the leaving off to go to college, before all those things took place, I can remember being young, playing catch a girl, kiss a girl. And the girl that I liked the most, that I would always chase, everybody knew, don't chase her, that's for Earl to chase, that was actually wind up being my wife. I mean, she's my ex-wife now, but at that time, I was so madly crazy about her. And I look back, when we were married, we're sitting back and we're looking at pictures. And I mean, you know, she's, you know, 9 years old, 10 years old. You got the, you know, you got the acne, you got the two ponytails that ain't done right, the braces. And I just thought at that time, she was the cutest girl I had ever seen before in my life. And we were looking at the pictures back when I was married, and we were just laughing. It was just like, she said, you sicker than I was because you thought I was so cute at that time. She was like, I looked horrible. You know, so it's all those times before real life kicked in and the stresses and the responsibilities of growing up. And you know, you look at friends that you had that was cool, and now, you know, they might be alcoholics, they might be drug addicts, they might be in jail, whatever it was. But there was there was one time in our lives as kids where it was just about having fun. Girls playing double dutch, boys messing with them, they play hopscotch, you know what I mean? They, at that time, they're too young to go out and wear makeup and lipstick and all these things. So it was just, to me, what it brought back was the memories of just the pureness of those times. And everybody had them. Everybody. I mean, I may have grew up in a different neighborhood. I may be a black male, maybe you're a white female that grew up in the suburbs, but you still have those times in your life. Usually, you know, from 8 or 9 years old to about 14, 15, where it's just about fun. It ain't about, I don't like her, I don't like him. It was like you got together and you had fun. Some people are still friends with their childhood friends to this day. Unfortunately, my best friend that I knew since I was a kid, he passed away maybe a year or two ago. But I can remember him, me and him just flying kites, you know, me just getting together and fly kites. And I found out later that I became an expert flyer of a kite when GA had suggested that we go get some kites. And I mean, that was a sport to us because you had to maneuver it through the phone lines and the railroad tracks and, you know, and all these things, or else it would get snagged and, you know, you'd ruin your kite. So we learned in the midst of the inner city how to properly take a kite all the way up. I mean, we used to fly kites as high as airplanes flew. We flew kites, and you bring them all the way down without crashing them. So, you know, making slingshots and you know, shooting pebbles at people, and you know, and just, you know, sitting on the porch just talking, or you know, you're out on the basketball court and the street lights come on and everybody knew, you know, when the street lights come on, you better have your ass sitting down. Nowadays, kids can't have that fun. Kids, they, you know, it's so much going on that's not good. You can't, you know, when you go to the grocery store, you got to hold your kid's hand because it's just, things just have changed so much to where it's just dangerous to potentially leave your child alone down the street or whatever, you know. So the other day, sitting in the car listening to music of my childhood, just brought back those memories of where it was just about having fun. And you know, as the song goes, you know, I miss those days, you know. It was just about having fun. And I can remember being younger saying, man, I can't wait till I get older. And your parents will say, hey, look, you know, don't rush to grow up. Enjoy these times because they're not going to ever come back again. And I heard my son, I don't have young kids now. My young son is 26. But I can remember when he was growing up telling him the same things. Hey, you know, don't be in a rush to grow up, man. Have fun, enjoy yourself. Life is going to come fast enough. I mean, you'll go from 15 to 50 in a month and a half, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to try to communicate with my listeners, no matter who you are or where you're at, and just try to invoke people to bring back those, you know, think about those memories of when everything was so carefree and life was just all about fun. It wasn't about nothing else except doing your chores, getting grades, and having fun with your friends. And all those things that entail, whether it be going to the penny store, whether it be playing sports all day, stinking, as soon as you go in the house, your mom say, hey, go take a bath, you smell like outside. So those days for us, they're gone forever. They'll never be back. So, you know, I encourage my kids when they were younger, they didn't listen to me like I didn't listen to my mother. Enjoy your childhood, because believe me, before you know it, it's gone. And although life is still good now, I still enjoy my life, but those were the days. You didn't have anything else to worry about except those times. So that was what I wanted to share with you guys. And until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl. I'm checking out of here. Peace.